Love and Light. This is Healthy Talk Show, recording live on Friday, December 6, 2019. I'm Robert.
And I'm Marissa.
Show notes will be over at healthytalkshow.com/39.
On this episode of Healthy Talk Show, we have Stalkerware, tenure controversy, and the new Apple, the Cosmic Crisp. But first,
commercial for a trendy exercise bike that is head spinning. In the TV ad, the husband gifts his thin, attractive wife a $2,200 Peloton bike for Christmas.
Holy moly, they're $2,200? They're expensive.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressively expensive. I missed that.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited.
Why is she so nervous to ride a stationary bike? Sorry.
Proceeds to document her use of the stationary bike with selfie videos.
6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
The following Christmas, the woman watches the videos with her husband.
A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
Online reaction has been swift and overwhelmingly negative. Message received. Ladies, exercise harder, be thinner for your man, and then thank him for it. And this, the 116-pound woman's year-long fitness journey to becoming a 112-pound woman is just ridiculous. Come on.
A Peloton?
This comedian even shot her own parody.
Okay, my first ride. I'm a little bit nervous, and rightly so, because my husband got me a workout bike for Christmas. That's rude. A year ago,
that's great.
I didn't realize how much this would change me. Babe, I want a divorce.
If I'm Peloton, I'm thinking, bring on the haters, bring on the critics, bring on the comics, bring on all the parodies that have sprouted from this commercial, because if just 1% of 700,000 viewers bought a Peloton, you've already made your money back. It's incredible.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, in your face.
It speaks to their audience. Very perfect home and kind of elitist, a little, you know, very expensive.
Yeah, $2,200 is way expensive. You're not going to find that at Costco.
Yeah.
Holy moly, that's expensive. But isn't this the same thing? Isn't this always, first of all, isn't the argument you're not supposed to give someone a workout thing always? Isn't that always the rule? Is that always the interpretation? But then it comes down to, you could really argue in a lot of gifts can be bad.
Yeah. Well, why not get a regular bike though, where you can go outside, get some fresh air?
What? $2,200 can get you a really nice regular bike.
Yeah, that would be a much better investment, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe they could even get two, you know, go on couple bonding trips together.
That'd be really cute. A little tandem. RT America, 18,000-year-old puppy found in near-perfect condition.
The body of a small puppy was found in nearly perfect condition because the permafrost preserved the canine's body, seen right here. It was so well preserved, in fact, its nose, fur, and teeth are still intact. Scientific experts used carbon dating from rib bone to determine that the animal was frozen for 18,000 years.
Wow.
Today, they are still trying to figure out, though, if the animal is a dog or a wolf.
That is super cool, though. Yeah,
that is really great preservation.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yep. CBC News, meat companies lose license in huge beef recall.
Yeah, they've gone from a suspension to a cancellation of these licenses due to what they're calling these companies falsifying records in regards to E. coli contamination. Not just saying that there's enough that some meat is contaminated, but they've been falsifying records. And the companies involved, and this is according to the CFIA, is the Riding Regency Meatpackers. They're a big one, processing about 10% of Ontario's beef supply, 1,500 cattle a week, about 300 employees there. Two companies as well under St. Anne's Food, which is Canadian Select Meats and the Beef Boutique. They're based in Etobicoke. As of now, the companies have had their licenses canceled. They can no longer process or export, and they have exported around the world. So what this means is CFIA under Section 15 has canceled the licenses, saying that they've made false or misleading statements in regards to E. coli contamination. E. coli, and this is part of a bigger recall by the CFIA. There's about 900 products involved here in regards to beef and veal, and that's a big increase, Heather, over this time last year. So they're really out there doing their jobs.
So they're pulling licenses for meat based on falsified records over E. coli. Let's see. Is the meat going to hurt anybody, though? I understand, but this is where the problem with regulation comes in.
That's true. Makes it hard just to conduct business.
Yeah. If they're falsifying records, then who else is falsifying records, and for what? And what
are
NBC Nightly News introducing the Cosmic Crisp, the Big Apple growers are banking on.
Something new's flying in from the orchards of Washington State, and it's called the Cosmic Crisp.
Cosmic is unique in the fact that it's firm without being hard. I think it's a nice sweet apple. It's got a unique flavor to it.
Kate Evans assisted in the decades-long development of
unique
the Cosmic
flavor.
Crisp.
Yeah, that's what worries me about it, yeah. Is the unique flavor comments. Mm. Yeah.
Well, they do claim that it's tastier, apparently.
Unique is not the... It's yeah. Tastier and unique. Unique.
That's true, for an apple.
Yeah, it's... don't you want an apple to taste like an apple?
That started by simply cross-pollinating the Enterprise apple with the blockbuster Honeycrisp.
So 20 years from that initial cross that was made in 1997 through to trees going out into grower orchards in 2017.
That's why I can never be a botanist.
Long-term goals.
Okay, let's see how this experiment turned out.
Yeah.
I could not handle that.
Tree that started it all still sits in a nearby test orchard. We headed down the road to Mark Barrett's farm stand, where they're testing consumer reaction.
Oh man, I cannot keep them. The people are just coming by the droves to, they want to check it out, they want to see it, they want to taste it.
And the taste test?
Oh, it's amazing.
It was really good.
Local chefs are already Cosmic Crisp creating.
It's from savory to sweet.
It's
savory to sweet.
Yeah, I know. It's the.
It's everything.
I know. It's everything. It's perfect. It's the best apple ever. Best
really,
apple ever.
I do want to try it. So if anyone wants to send us some Cosmic.
We're talking about send us. We can go get some. We're in Washington.
We need some money. HealthyTalkShow.com/support. I don't know. How much are these apples?
HealthyTalkShow.com/support. We're in Washington State. We'll do some mukbang with the Cosmic Crisp. It's all good. But we... Help us out. We need to buy them. They're probably expensive because they're flying off the shelves. But we can go get some. We can go get them off the trees. We can go covert. It's all good.
Non-tech Apple launch ever with a $10 million marketing push.
Wait, what?
$10 million. Oh, yeah. It's owned by Washington State University, the patent owner, apparently. So, WSU.
Man, now I really want to know how much.
The state of Washington is heavily invested in this apple succeeding, just FYI.
Have already planted 12 million Cosmic Crisp trees.
To have a red apple that eats as well as...
12 million Cosmic Crisp trees have already been planted. The project's underway.
This does, that stores as well as this does, and that's being launched with the campaign and being planted at the numbers that it is being planted is unprecedented. It's never happened before.
If it fails, it's going to suck. I hope not. I really hope it's going to go.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really cool thing. They did it, you know, just by old school cross, whatever. What was it called?
Crossbreeding.
Cross-pollinating. You got you. Yep. Thank you. CBSN study. Hair dye chemical straighteners linked to breast cancer.
At Genesis Hair Art in Atlanta, the specialty is color. Owner Sharita Cherry.
We have about 99% of our clients that come into our salon that wear hair color.
The study looked at the risk of breast cancer in more than 47,000 women followed for about 8 years. They all had a sister with breast cancer, putting them at about double the risk of developing the disease themselves. There was a 9% increased risk for all women who used permanent dye. The risk was especially high among African American women, up 45% compared with women who used no dye.
The dye that's marketed to white women might be different than the dye that's marketed to black women just because of the texture of the hair.
Alexandra White of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences is one of the authors.
Maybe the application process is different.
I just want to say that they didn't test for this, though. She's just speculating, to be clear.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they didn't account for all those factors in the study. They mentioned that they could be factors, but they didn't have all the products, they don't have all the chemical composition of all the products.
It's complicated.
It's extremely complicated.
That'd be a really hard study to conduct.
Different, or the amount of dye that's needed to be used is different, and we don't really know, but it's certainly one of the more interesting findings of our work.
Among all women, those who used a straightener had a 31% higher risk.
Just across the board, that would be a serious issue that we really need to try to address.
The study did not...
So just stop using hair straighteners?
Well, the chemical, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there they showed a screener.
That's true.
Kind of misleading.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's funny.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird.
They showed an electronic hair straightener, but they are actually talking about the chemical hair straighteners. Yeah. And great catch, Marissa, by your co-host of Healthy Talk Show.
Take into account genes like BRCA, which would increase their breast cancer risk. Researchers did not track how long women had been using the hair products, and formulations may have changed since the study began.
We are not able to confidently say that hair products, either permanent dye or straighteners, cause cancer in this study. We simply saw an association between use of these products and the risk of developing breast cancer.
Remember, the women in this study started off with an increased risk of breast cancer because of a sister with the disease. It's unclear whether the findings apply to women at average risk.
A lot of things are unclear.
Yeah, and that was a pretty key point of the study, that these were people with a higher risk. So don't take their percentage of risk increase as the risk increase for everybody, basically.
Cool.
Yeah. And, well, the other thing I wanted to point out, so the study, they made this huge thing about ethnicity and trying to study more minorities and Black people, but they only got 8%. Only 8% of the people in the study were African Americans.
So. Oh, wow.
I don't know. So it's still mainly white women.
And yeah, the different techniques for different, yeah.
Yeah, but they're trying to draw this huge thing about increased risk specifically for Black women, but then I feel like...
Well, everything seems like is a risk for cancer,
well,
so we should just stop doing everything. Stop doing everything.
Well, that's the thing. We've introduced so many new chemicals into our lives in
such a
short span that,
we don't know. NBC Nightly News, FBI sounds alarm on smart TVs.
Tonight, the FBI is warning your TV can be a playground for hackers. At the low end of the risk spectrum, they can change channels, play with the volume, and show your kids inappropriate videos.
Oh, no.
In a worst-case scenario, they can turn on your bedroom TV's camera and microphone and silently cyberstalk you.
I feel like Alexa's already.
Oh yeah. Well, it doesn't even. Think about, why does my TV have a microphone and camera in it?
That's
why do
point.
I need my TV listening and watching me? Or am I not supposed to be watching and listening to it? That's really weird. That's a weird concept. I follow technology really closely, but I didn't know that so many TVs have microphones in them.
Yeah, I actually didn't really catch that for a second.
Kind of disturbing. It's actually the remotes, so that makes sense. But
that the remotes have microphones?
Remotes, all these remotes have mic. Yeah, check it out.
Equipped with microphones often on your remote, it lets you control the device with your voice. Here's the thing.
Oh my God.
Some experts say that mic is always on, always listening.
The security and privacy ramifications of that are huge, and many consumers just don't realize how much data they're giving up to use those new features.
A 2018 Consumer Reports investigation found millions of smart TVs had security flaws, but it's not just hackers that may be after your information. A recent study found that many devices automatically sent data to Amazon, Facebook, and Netflix.
It's funny that they mention this and they show a Roku remote on the screen, because Roku is one of the biggest offenders. They spy on you as soon as you pick up the remote. They have little... The Roku just sends back so much data as soon as you pick up. Even if you uninstall the Netflix app, allegedly, you uninstall the Netflix app, it's still sending back data to Netflix.
That is, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you believe that these companies are profiting off of your data?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Absolutely. So it's not just hackers you have to worry about. It's also the company you bought the TV from, and all the company you buy the devices from are also spying on you. So how can you trust them to protect you? Oh, you can't.
Yeah. I'm not worried about hackers. I'm worried about who they're selling this information to.
Exactly.
What are they doing with it?
Exactly.
What patterns can I not see? Because I'm not looking at all this huge data. So
exactly. And the biggest thing on these TVs, as far as Wi-Fi, it's usually the Wi-Fi that's going to be your biggest breaking point. You need to secure your routers, your wireless access point. If people have access to your access point, they have access to everything. They can access every device. You need to get that secured. Spend a little extra money. Get a $200 one. They're really nice. Get them for Costco, the little Nighthawks, whatever they have. Get it going. Call me up. I'll program it. It's good stuff. That's how you protect yourself. That's the best way. And stop using these fancy TVs. Go back to an old school TV. You got to go back to CRTs. They last longer. They last a lot longer. They're bigger, but they last longer. They do. These LCDs all have like end of life.
Makes sense. Larger components sometimes. Yep.
CBS This Morning, convicted rapist using dating apps, revealing screening discrepancies.
They're serial rapists, and this is how they prey on their women.
Janine Dunphy says she met Mark Papamichael in 2014 on the free website Plenty of Fish. And when she agreed to a date, she had no idea he was registered as a sex offender with 3 prior rape convictions.
How would she?
Yeah.
How would she know that? How would she have that knowledge? Meeting somebody on Plenty of Fish, first of all, is probably one of the worst of the free ones, yeah. If not the worst.
It is.
It's the worst that it's non-specific, I guess. It's more general use. It's the worst of the, like, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Tinder. Plenty of Fish is, it's by far the worst. It's nasty. Not a good place to be.
Dunphy says she and Papamichael learned they had mutual connections. So after their first date, she felt comfortable going to his house.
I went to his bathroom after that, and he was hiding behind the door when I got out of the bathroom, and he threw me across the bed, and that was the end of it.
Dunphy filed a police report alleging Papamichael raped her. He was held for 2 years without bail in county jail, but was later acquitted.
Was that rape?
Now I'm even more confused.
Yeah, that's really. Do you want to listen to it again? Do you want to listen to her account of what happened?
Oh,
and I'm not, because yeah, rape is a serious thing, but
yeah,
what she he double assault. It's,
yeah, I could go with assault.
Going to his house,
I went to his bathroom after that, and he was hiding behind the door when I got out of the bathroom, and he threw me across the bed, and that was the end of it.
Dunphy filed a police report alleging Papamichael raped her. He was held for 2 years without bail in county jail, but was later acquitted. By 2016, Papamichael was back on Plenty of Fish, where he matched with a woman who also went on to tell police he raped her. A pending criminal case against him was dropped in 2018 after the woman died of kidney failure. When Dunphy matched with Papamichael, Plenty of Fish was not affiliated with Match Group. Now it's
one. Okay. First, hold on. Let's back it up. So I don't know, because it's.
Yeah, this is really weird.
So the first, according to what she said on camera, did not sound like rape. Charges got dropped. It's accused of rape again. Person dies. Again, we don't know anything about that story. Nobody said anything. There was none. It just said accused of rape again. Nothing.
Yeah.
Not actually. Oh. Very confusing. Okay.
...of kidney failure. When Dunphy matched with Papamichael, Plenty of Fish was not affiliated with Match Group. Now, it's one of several free dating apps owned by the company, which tens of millions of people have used.
Match Group owns OkCupid. They
look
Plenty
like
of Fish, apparently. Tinder.
Yeah.
They own everybody. All the free Dang. Ones, apparently. Yeah, Match owns them all.
Match Group has promised to screen against the sex offender registry list for specifically Match.com, but has not extended that to the rest of its apps.
Hillary Flynn is with Columbia Journalism Investigations, and in a new story spearheaded by CJI, a Match Group spokesperson is quoted as saying, "There are definitely registered sex offenders on our free products."
You have people with 5 accounts on there. Of course you have
What? What's the difference between meeting people in person, meeting
exactly.
people online?
Do you need a tag on their head that says I'm a registered sex offender? Really?
You have to take some personal precautions.
Nope. Match needs to protect us.
In a statement, the company said the article is inaccurate and mischaracterizes Match Group's safety policies.
The question is that we're asking, should the company be doing more?
Match.com began screening its subscribers against the National Sex Offender Registry in 2011, but Match Group says that it is not able to obtain sufficient and reliable information to make meaningful background checks possible for users of its free products. Dunphy says that discrepancy needs to change.
A simple background check would have saved this whole thing from happening.
Okay, and go conduct a simple background check and tell us how simple and cheap it is and how much information you need in order to conduct one. Thankfully, you need a lot of information that I'm not going to give to a free dating site. I join free dating sites for a reason. People join it for a reason. You know, people do. They don't want their personal information all out there. Look at that. It's not. No. Yeah, and the fact that Match.com even runs their users against the sex is kind of disturbing too.
Yeah.
And shoot, it's just.
Well, and it's true because you want to stay anonymous to protect yourself while dating. You don't want people knowing
too much
who you are.
Yeah. But you want these apps to know everything about you and track you everywhere you go and then just label you and then for what?
But, you know, ladies, get protection, get pepper spray, get what you
self-defense
need.
Training.
Yeah, get a gun. I'm just saying, you got to do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do. Democracy Now!, China update.
The House of Representatives has overwhelmingly voted for legislation that requires President Trump to impose sanctions against senior Chinese officials involved in the mass detention camps of Muslim Uyghurs in China's northwestern region of Xinjiang. The Chinese government responded angrily to the legislation's passage. This is the Chinese Foreign Ministry's spokesperson.
They're not happy about it. Sneak peek.
No person should underestimate the Chinese government's resolution and ability to defend our national sovereignty, national security, and developmental interests. Anyone who wants to use Hong Kong and Xinjiang issues to interfere and restrain China's development must be delusional.
Uh-oh. Oh, shoot. That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
This passage of the Uyghur Act of 2019 comes as the New York Times reports Chinese officials in Xinjiang are collecting blood samples en masse in efforts to build a system capable of creating an image of a person's face using DNA.
Oh, it'll identify sex offenders, everybody. We'll be safe. It'll identify sex offenders. We'll be safe. We'll be safe. We'll be safe.
Ah. The United States is also separately seeking to develop this technology, which raises vast concerns about privacy and state surveillance.
Yeah, the DHS is proposing that right now at airports, facial scans at airports. Oh, that's scary. Closing us out of this segment, Kaspersky, why you should care about stalkerware.
I run a team of security researchers who are mostly concerned with protecting free speech, privacy, and innovation online. I did several years of research on APTs, and it turned out...
APTs, Advanced Persistent Threat, a prolonged and targeted cyber attack in which an intruder gains access to a network and remains undetected for a period of time. She's advanced and legit, so she sometimes just keeps talking.
Out that one of my fellow researchers was a serial rapist. And when he was outed, there was an article that was an interview with one of his victims. And the journalist asked, "What took you so long to come forward?" And her reply was that she was scared. Because he was a hacker, she was really worried that he would hack into her devices, that he had threatened to compromise. I was horrified, and I never wanted anybody to feel that way again. So I tweeted, if you were a woman who had been sexually assaulted by a hacker, that you could get in touch with me, and I would provide a forensic analysis.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Hackers are sexually assaulting people.
Yeah.
Via their techniques. They're using their strengths and preying on vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Predatory.
It got something like 10,000 retweets, and I still get contacted several times a day from people looking for help. People come to me whose children were kidnapped as part of a messy divorce. I had a woman come to me whose former partner had been spying on her through her internet-connected thermostat.
Oh my gosh.
Through her internet-connected thermostat. Listen to what she's saying. Yeah. Someone was spied on and harassed, and stalkerware somehow was working on the internet-connected thermostat. Probably the Nest thermostat, if I had to guess. There's only two big ones on the market, but Nest is probably the one she was mentioning. Don't want to say the name. Because they're the EFF and they're nonprofit, they don't want to get sued by Google.
A man come to me who had been outed as gay to his extremely conservative family. This is not just a, you know, men spying on women. The people who are targeted by spouseware are often not...
Spouseware, hidden apps that carry functionality for intrusion into a person's private life via their mobile devices. Very common. You can get these in the app store. It's really not good.
The people that security companies think about when they think about who they want to protect, because they're not the people with the money. These are not governments. These are not enterprises. These are often not even people who have control over their own finances. And so there's really nobody to speak. I don't feel that there are any legitimate uses for technology which is designed specifically to run covertly and to fool the end user into thinking that there is nothing wrong with their device and they're not being surveilled.
That's a lot of devices, though.
Yeah.
That's Windows 10. Windows 10 sends back so much advertising data. You're being surveilled by Windows 10. They're not telling you. They're not. Oh, well, they give you a EULA. And you have to check that little thing that you don't read in the front. So they tell you. They tell you. Don't worry. They tell you.
There are a lot of things that we can do. First and foremost, I think it's really important for the AV industry to step up and start taking this threat seriously.
Antivirus industry. This is why it's Kaspersky. They're an antivirus company.
Seriously. And start marking spouseware and stalkerware as malicious. There's a certain view that spying on your spouse is somehow okay. Not only is it unethical and immoral, but in many cases, depending on how you do it, it is very likely to be illegal. So if you are not concerned about spouseware, I recommend trying to imagine a situation in which you might be a victim. And I would really like to see more people in our community call people out when they catch people doing it.
Pretty sick stuff.
Yeah.
I've had people approach me where they've had that crap on their phones early on, back early Android days where boyfriends were installing crap on phones.
That's scary.
Yeah, don't. Look, find an IT person that actually shows you what they're doing and teaches you things. Those are the good IT people. Don't hang out with the people that, I can't tell you how to do it. You will understand. You can understand. Computers are easy. They just clip together like Legos. There's nothing flipping hard to do this shit anymore. Just got to learn some code. Go learn some Linux. Run a distro. It's not hard. It's really easy nowadays. We have great luxury.
Ask at healthytalkshow.com.
Hit us up. Expert. CBC News. Paris shuts down by nationwide general strike.
Want to show you the scene in Paris live. This is what they're calling.
Not actually live. This was yesterday, December 5th.
The December 5th wall. Massive turnout for protests over the issue of pension reform, which we'll talk about. But look at this. This is the scene in the street near the Gare de l'Est, one of the train stations. And you can see people there with their signs, various unions represented. Some of the yellow vests, the gilets jaunes, which have been part of protests in France for some time. But they're taking part in the.
For over a year.
Yeah.
For some time. The yellow vest have been involved for some time. Sometime, a week or two. I'm not sure.
As well, but that's just one of many groups in a very large demonstration, perhaps the largest of the presidency of Emmanuel Macron, and perhaps one of the biggest tests of his presidency.
I love how they gauge their presidents by the amount of protest, the size. This is probably the biggest protest this president has had. Yeah. This is probably the biggest so far. The French are
not great. A good sign there.
Democracy Now, French protest.
In France, hundreds of thousands of workers are continuing their strike today in protest of French President Emmanuel Macron's proposed pension plan. Over 800,000 people poured into the streets Thursday as the strike's first day shuttered schools across the country and canceled hundreds of trains and flights. This is French pensioner, former construction worker Michel Laurent.
Today I demonstrate for the next generation, because when you see that we have worked all our lives, I've worked 43 years, I have a 1,200 euros pension. I doubt that younger people will have a pension like we currently have. If they want it, they will have to work until they are 70 years old. It is untenable.
That's beautiful. Isn't that my complaint about unions negotiating now?
Yeah.
Is they never negotiate for the coming, incoming people. They always negotiate. Okay, we'll give ourselves a pretty sweet deal still, but everyone else coming in, give them the shittiest deal possible. Screw them. They're coming in. We don't care about them. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But these people, they're fighting for the people. What? This is beautiful. This is, man, with the French. They're awesome.
Yeah. They just need more weapons or something.
I don't know what they don't have. They do not have a constitutional protection of arms.
Yeah, where are the guillotines?
Yeah, they need to get something. I'll get the pitchforks out or something. I don't know. RT America teachers strikes revamp a new era of labor activism in the United States.
In 2019, educators are leading in a new era of labor activism. The most recent demonstration was a teacher strike in Chicago, which was among the longest in decades. It lasted 11 days.
That looks nothing like the French.
Yeah.
Coming from what the French were doing? They're just holding some signs, drinking coffee.
It's just the beginning right now.
Okay. I keep telling myself that same thing every 10 years.
Teachers picketed in the snow and rain, affecting more than 300,000 students. Chicago Public Schools and Chicago Teachers Union reached a tentative deal, but City Mayor Lori Lightfoot refusing to call the deal a win.
I refuse to even talk about this in terms of winning or losing. Frankly, given what the hardships that our students and our families have endured, I think it's an offensive term. Nobody wins in a circumstance like this. We put a historic deal on the table. We've done, I think, very good things for our teachers, our staff, and for our students. But I don't think about this for wins for me personally. This has been a hardship on way too many people across our city, particularly our young people.
Tentative
agreement. She seems like the kind of person that'd be a real pain to negotiate with.
Yeah.
Because apparently she doesn't want to call it a win. I would not call it a win, not even close to a win. It's just, okay, somebody won, maybe. No, nobody won? Okay.
Why not?
Agreement added to $1.5 billion in concessions to teachers' demands made over the last 5 years. Now, the strikes began in early 2018 when the West Virginia teachers and school personnel headed to Capitol Hill for a two-day strike that succeeded in killing a measure to bring charter schools and private school vouchers to the state. That strike inspired similar movements that spread to Oklahoma, where teachers across the state walked out in protests for 9 days.
That looks like a good one. That's one in Oklahoma, that video.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Over low pay, overcrowded classrooms, tax cuts, and that resulted lowering statewide education spending. Now, the wave spread when thousands of Kentucky Teachers Union called for a day of action over a pension reform bill. Now, even though in 2018, Labor Department data reported about 485,200 workers involved in major work stoppages, this was the highest since 1986, but 2019 persisted. Now, in January of this year, after 2 weeks of protests, the Los Angeles Unified School District and the United Teachers of Los Angeles reached an agreement over differences in pay, the expansion of charter schools, class sizes, and staffing levels. Now, more than 2,000 educators in Denver reached a deal with the local school district where they snagged $23 million in pay raises. Teachers' starting salary is 47th in the nation at $33,484. This is 40% less than the average numbers. Colorado salary.
Yeah, that is so low.
Yeah, $33,000 in Colorado.
Ooh. Colorado is expensive.
Expensive cost of living.
Yeah.
CBS This Morning, U.S. education utterly flat in global assessment.
Every 3 years, 15-year-olds in nearly 80 countries take an international student assessment. It tests math, reading, and science. The biggies. American teenagers scored...
The biggies.
...worse than students in countries like China, Canada, Finland, and Poland in all three of those subjects. And they ranked below average in math.
We see that we have been utterly flat over the last two decades in terms of achievement for our students. And yes, as you describe, the kids who are performing really well are continuing to perform well, and the kids who are performing at the low end are actually getting lower. They're losing ground.
And those ones at the low end are the ones that, in theory, should be helped and held up by public education, right?
They should. And what this report tells us is that really what we're doing isn't working, that we've poured billions of dollars into reforms in recent years. Yeah. We're not seeing it move the needle. The report also shows us what countries...
What reforms are they referring to?
Yeah. There are always reforms. You can always... Yeah. What, No Child Left Behind? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about, because I think a lot of teachers will say that, especially at the poor schools, are get less and less money.
Well, they're protesting.
Yeah, so... You can
see, we just played clips of them protesting.
Precisely.
I think that might be an issue.
Yeah, they're ignoring that, though.
...that are having more success or doing... and they're doing things like having longer school days, longer school years. In some of the countries ahead of us, they pay the teachers a huge amount.
Yep.
Teaching is a highly respected profession.
Longer school days and longer school year. I'm against that.
Yeah.
I have more efficient.
What about shorter school days with longer school year?
There you go. Something, but just more efficient, but not, we don't need more something that doesn't work. That doesn't sound, no.
But definitely pay.
Yeah, pay for teachers. They're protesting.
Those countries, they draw people with tremendous amounts of education into the field as a function of that.
Yeah.
So we can see what's happening.
I can tell you, with a teacher for a wife, that's a huge issue. Here's the thing that raised the biggest alarm for me. A fifth of American 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, are not reaching basic reading levels.
Basic reading levels.
That's very scary.
It is concerning. It's concerning as the workplace moves increasingly towards people...
Why is it only scary because the workplace? It's scary. Why? Yeah. I don't understand how it's not scary. Just it's scary. Okay, move on. It's funny because this is the justification.
Yeah.
To be able to communicate very effectively, read and comprehend very effectively. On this one, there are things parents can do. We see research showing that when parents read to toddlers, it actually bumps reading scores at age 15. The other thing we see is that when parents themselves read for their own pleasure, when they just read on their own time, yeah, it actually bumps kids' engagement and performance in reading.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
They're seeing what you do. You're setting the example. Then she also said, interestingly, about what American parents focus on. Because they were saying, well, what about focus? And, you know, how about parental sports? So, well, yeah, but American parents are focusing on sports and stuff outside of school, while these other parents are focusing on school. They're focusing on the school part, not the sports, not the other stuff. And that's, think of how invested we are into sports here in the United States.
That's true.
Every kid's got to play sports.
Yeah. But it does seem like an issue of socioeconomics.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's talking about, oh, the parent needs to read to the child. Well, maybe because both parents are working two jobs, or maybe it's a single
parent. Yeah, that's the thing, too. They didn't even address is the...
Yeah.
You have to have dual income households now. Mm-hmm. So the parents... Yeah.
Because they're not making any money.
That's
because
right.
The teachers are making $33,000, so both...
Yeah, so the teachers are dual job.
Yeah.
They're dual career.
That's true.
The parents are dual job, and then both... It's just so many dual. So much going on. Just, we gotta... I don't know. Ready to move on?
Yeah.
Democracy Now! Professor denied tenure at Harvard.
And at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, students are calling on the university to reverse its decision to deny tenure to Lorja Garcia Pena, who had been the only Latina in a tenure track position at Harvard. On Monday, dozens of Harvard students held a sit-in at University Hall in support of Garcia Pena and to demand Harvard create a dedicated ethnic studies department. Over 3,000 students have signed a petition calling on Harvard to reverse its decision and offer Garcia Pena tenure.
Whoa. That was not well explained, though.
No? So what is it? Do we know anything about this?
Well, it's interesting because at first they were talking about tenure, mm-hmm, and then they were talking about creating a department.
Yes.
Well,
so that's kind of weird because she's not in any... department that has, she's not in a department at Harvard, apparently. They're trying to create a department for her to give her tenure.
I thought she was supposed to be in the romance, language, and literature department.
Maybe.
But they want to create a...
But they want to, so this letter is funny because it's saying that we want this private university to be more public about their tenure practices. This is what's coming out about it, even though it's a private university.
Yeah.
And they deny tenure all the time. They have a record for this. It's a track. They just what they...
Yeah.
They always deny. It's Harvard. You know what you're signing up for when you're in Harvard. It sucks. She got denied tenure. She'll probably be able to go somewhere else and get tenure.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. But yeah, it's what you sign up for in this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's a really... And rallying a bunch of students, that just shows that to write this letter, give us something to hold on to. You're a professor. You're fighting for tenure. What can we look at? What are you doing? What's going on? There's not even a department. The letter wants you to open a new department. That doesn't make sense.
It's very strange.
There's not even a department.
Yeah. Getting denied tenure stinks, but...
You're getting denied tenure at Harvard, though.
At Harvard,
does not stink.
Yeah. So you'll be able to go
because you'll get
anywhere.
Tenure pretty much anywhere else.
Yeah.
CBS Evening News, Bill Barr under fire for comments about policing.
The Attorney General was at a ceremony honoring the work of law enforcement at the Justice Department when he said this about the communities they serve.
They have to start showing more than they do the respect and support that law enforcement deserves. And if communities don't give that support and respect, they may find themselves without the police protection they need.
Critics like activist DeRay McKesson called those comments a threat aimed at communities of color.
So Barr was using code and language to highlight black and brown communities as the communities that are, quote, critical of police.
Benita Gupta served in the Justice Department under President Obama.
It is wholly irresponsible for the nation's chief law enforcement officer to criticize people who are seeking a better, more fair system as being anti-police.
I like how balanced this report was because they brought in an ex-Obama person to slam. So it's really a really fair and balanced report. And let's listen to what William Barr said one more time so we can just hear what he said
they have to start showing more than they do the respect and support that law enforcement deserves. And if communities don't give that support and respect, they may find themselves without the police protection they need.
Critics.
Okay. So people are freaking out saying it's racist or whatever. We heard that. That's fine. Other people are saying they're not even saying it was said wrong or whatever. They won't even draw back. But why? You're never going to be happy with what he said.
Yeah.
What does he say? What he's talking about support. I look at support like tax support. You know, you got to support the taxes. You got to pay the police. You can't be against the police. The police suck. I don't like the police. The police suck. But at the same time, if you chase away the police, they're not going to be there.
Precisely.
So it's we have to work together. Everyone has to work together. We're all part of the community if we want police.
Yeah.
Of course, you know. But
I take that to mean too, you know, people in those communities should try to become police themselves in their
communities. That's the one problem with police is they don't work in their communities that they serve. They never do. That's true. And the community of support would come if you're a local cop working in the community. It'd be really cool. People just pull out whatever they can. They pulled out this guy who's an activist. Okay, that's a good job title, activist. And then they pulled up an ex-Obama person.
Okay. Job title, activist. So what is he obviously going to be doing?
He gets active about things and look at the picture that they put up of him.
Yeah.
He looks like he's being active.
He's going to have obviously a one track mind when observing this.
So looks at it from his activist point of view.
Precisely.
Other people, it's just look at it from all the point of views. You can listen to it yourself. Keep playing the clip if you want. What are you saying? Just please do that for us, please. Healthy talk show.
But this has been an ongoing issue that, you know, we need to support our police in both money. They need money to operate. But then just community support. They don't want to be hated by the community.
No, they don't.
Either.
They don't want to be hated by the community. Now, we can say who started it. It doesn't matter. But there's a relationship now that's really crumbling. Police that used to be really integrated with the community a little bit better in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
But now it's just community relations for police. It's good.
Yeah. And we're not denying that there were some incidents and obviously there's going to be some bad cops.
And with the internet, it's exacerbated.
Yes, but that's what's happening with this report. Yeah. The media is just fueling that division.
Having an activist and an Obama, ex-Obama person on. No balance in the report either. They came and just say, well, let's look at what he said. No, this is...
Yeah.
Let's just amplify this echo chamber.
Yeah, instead of looking for ways to actually kind of listen to what he said, which is build community support. Yep. Well, how can we do that?
Support your police and support Healthy Talk Show by going...
TheHealthyTalkShow.com/support says
your financial contribution will ensure we remain unbiased, commercial free, and all free from all that crap. HealthyTalkShow.com/support. You can also give us money from free corporate Amazon Prime. It's a little complicated. It's called Twitch Prime. But if you have Amazon Prime, you can give us free money every month. We want that money. Give us that money, please. We really want that money. I don't know how else to get y'all to do it. AskHealthyTalkShow.com. Shoot me an email. I will help you. I'll walk you through it. 509-878-3229. Give me a call. I will walk you through how to do it. HealthyTalkShow.com/social. I'm not actually on those things, so I actually can't help you too much there. Love and light.
Love and light.